San Antonio is kind of on the border of South Texas and the Hill Country.
Mm-hmm. What about El Paso?
That's west. West Texas.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest for cooler?
You'd put a china egg or a glass egg. My grandmother used to use them for darning eggs.
Did you hear it called a nest egg ever?
Yeah, you could call it a nest egg. I never saw it used for that because
mm-hmm.
she always called it her darning egg, but it was the same thing. It was just a glass or china egg-shaped thing, and she said they used to put it in the hen's nest, and it would be a nest egg.
What would you call a place where you could keep chickens?
Chicken coop or a hen house.
Okay, you think of that as pretty much the same one?
Oh, chicken coop is usually smaller. A hen house would be big enough for you to walk in. We had friends across the street from us who kept chickens. They had a little chicken yard and a little horse lot and a stable for two horses. And they kept their chickens in a small building that you would have to duck your head to reach in, maybe 5 feet high. And it was raised up off the ground a little bit and had nesting boxes in it, and that was for the chickens. And they call that either the chicken house or the chicken coop. Then a hen house I think of as being bigger, that you would walk down the middle and there would be nesting boxes on each side. Or a chicken house is the same thing as a hen house.
Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily commercial.
No, it wouldn't have to be. It could be just for your own private use, but it could be commercial.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.
Okay. And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this?
The pulley bone. We called it the wishbone when we got bigger, but when we were little, we always called it the pulley bone.
What stories are there about that or believe?
Oh, if you pull the wishbone, you get two kids, one on each side, holding onto a leg of it, and you make a wish, and if you tell the wish, it won't come true. But if you pull the wishbone and get the long half, then you get your wish if you don't tell what it is.
Did you ever hear a special name for the long half or the short half of the wishbone?
No.
And something that's made out of cedar people used to carry water in.
A pail or a bucket?
What's the difference?
Probably I would use pail very rarely. I would use bucket for almost anything that you would carry water in, whether it's plastic or wood or metal. That would come to mind first. I would be more inclined to say get the bucket.
What do you associate with pail? Anything in particular?
No, I don't make a distinction really between them. I would think of them as being the same thing. Maybe a bucket might be bigger than a pail. I would think that buckets could go up to almost washtub size and pails would have to be smaller, but there's a great area of overlap. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody call the same thing a bucket or a pail.
What would you call the container used to carry food to the hog pen?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Do you ever hear swill pail?
No. I've heard of feeding the pigs swill, but you carry it in a slop bucket.
Where did you hear swill? Did you hear it around here?
That probably came from Kansas. That's probably my Kansas in-laws. Feeding swill to the pigs, because we call it, give them the slops,
mm-hmm.
feed the hogs the slops, or the garbage from the table.
Something you'd fry eggs in would be called a...
I'd call it a skillet. Now, sometimes I'd call it a frying pan, but I would probably say skillet first.
What, do you make any distinction?
None.
And something you'd heat up water to make hot tea in?
A kettle. I might call it a tea kettle, but that would be unusual. I'd probably just call it a kettle.
What about something that's a big black thing people used to use?
The cast iron pot. If
okay.
it's a Dutch oven, it has to be cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.